This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Should we start? I think we probably should start with a couple of little sound bites on the latest in the fight to rid the world of pedophiles, I guess we could say, to rid the world of these sick, twisted people that are operating in many ways in plain sight and under the cover of law. Because as I've revealed here, for those of you who followed for a long time, and if you followed my work and you've seen my documentary on the Finders cult, well, then you know that the U.S. government, the CIA, and other intelligence agencies have been covering up pedophile rings. This is not QAnon nonsense. This is factual stuff. The Finders cult and others that I am and other researchers have uncovered that the CIA and the Foreign Counterintelligence Agency both covered up for sex trafficking, child trafficking networks in the past, and that Jeffrey Epstein is just not some lone wolf random guy. He's a part of a larger network that is connected to both U.S. and Israeli intelligence. You know, whether you want to believe it or not, the facts are there and the mainstream ignores it. But just a little update on that whole saga that says this one's coming from courthousenews.com. Fed scoff at bail plea by indicted Epstein Lieutenant Ghislaine Maxwell. It's funny they call her a lieutenant. The U.S. government considers Jeffrey Epstein's globe-trotting ex-girlfriend far too big of a flight risk to allow bail as she awaits trial on sex trafficking charges, prosecutors said to a judge on Friday. British national 58-year-old Maxwell has been in solitary confinement since her July arrest at her 156-acre property in Bradford, New Hampshire. That is, of course, if you believe that she's actually been arrested. We should point out, and I think we have to, in the interest of fairness and truth, point out that we actually have no evidence. We haven't seen a single picture of her. We haven't seen a mugshot, you know, any kind of anything you would expect from a traditional situation where somebody is claimed to have been indicted or held in lockup. We don't have that, but you know, according to what we're being told, she's in prison waiting trial, charged in New York Southern District with 6 counts related to Epstein's decades-long predation. Maxwell is said to both have helped groom young girls for Epstein and to have occasionally participated in forced sex acts. The court on Monday made public a brief filed by Maxwell. She's basically saying that they're willing to put up $28 million if they let her out of solitary confinement and out of the prison and let her be confined to her home. And it says in a 36-page memo, acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss asked the court to deny the bail, saying it's essentially the same as the denied motion that she submitted over the summer. And yeah, so as it stands, the court is not letting her out. We're still awaiting to, you know, hear when things are actually going to start. When there will be a full-on trial against her, we'll just have to wait to see. I wouldn't hold my breath too long, but yeah, just to give you an update on that. And again, we have no picture. That's why they're using this old picture, this stock picture from the year 2000. There's no picture in 2020 showing her in prison, but you know, if you want to trust them. But on to some news that we can prove. This is a story that I wrote the other day for The Last American Vagabond about Peter Nygaard, who is the man to the left. And now I've seen some people say this picture right here might be photoshopped. We've got a pretty good source that this picture is indeed true. But if somebody has evidence that it's photoshopped, then please let us know. But either way, Peter Nygaard, for those who aren't aware of him, he is just like Epstein in a way, except for he's from Canada. He's connected to Robert De Niro, to a lot of powerful and well-known people. He's also considered to be a fashion mogul, you know, big in the fashion world. And as I write in this article, which is titled Peter Nygaard, Jeffrey Epstein, and the Fashion to Sexual Assault Pipeline, I write in here that people like Peter Nygaard and, of course, Jeffrey Epstein, who, for those who have followed my work or maybe seen some other folks' work, Jeffrey Epstein's main financier was Les Wexner, who is also the head of the Limited Brands. And Limited Brands owns Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret has their annual fashion show. You have just this web of connections to fashion, to modeling. This is one of the ways that they recruit these young girls. And I've known female friends throughout my life, some who were models at different points in their younger age. And they definitely say, you know, that there's drugs and older men around these younger 14, 15, 16-year-old girls sometimes who are trying to just get into modeling. And this is what we've seen and heard from the Epstein case, that several women were recruited. And then, of course, for those who are not in denial about the fact that Trump has also connected Epstein and Trump has been friends with Ghislaine Maxwell, et cetera, forever, you also have to remember that Trump was also the head of the Miss Universe fashion shows, as well as other kind of connections to the fashion world. So this article, though, is about the fact that earlier this week on Monday, Canadian fashion magnate and accused sex trafficker Peter Nygaard was arrested after years of allegations. So he was arrested by Canadian authorities and he's facing extradition into the U.S. on sex trafficking and racketeering charges. And basically, as with Epstein, people have accused him of rape and trafficking for decades, and it's finally caught up to him. According to the affidavit, evidence gathered in the U.S. includes interviews of more than 24 people. The victims show that Nygaard's criminal conduct has affected hundreds of victims. The harm to his victims has included not only economic and psychological harm, but also numerous instances of non-consensual sex, including non-consensual group sex, attempted forcible rapes, and drugging of victims. So since the early 2000s, at least, he has been accused of doing these kinds of things. And he actually does have another kind of private island in the Bahamas, similar to Jeffrey Epstein. It's called Nygaard Key. And let me see if this picture will open up right here. Here, let's go ahead and open this picture. I want you guys to see this guy built this like crazy. There's like, it's supposed to be simulating kind of like, you can't see that picture that well, simulating kind of like Mayan pyramid. It looks like kind of like a jungle little paradise, but this is his place. And they used to apparently have pamper parties is what they call them, inviting these young models there. And 57 women are now accusing Nygaard of using violence, intimidation, and his vast resources to entice victims and cover up actions. Now, so far as I've seen, and I'm still digging, and I would love any more information for anybody who has information, that I haven't seen any clear connections between Nygaard and intelligence agencies like we have with Jeffrey Epstein. But either way, this is a powerful man. He's well known by a lot of celebrities and a lot of powerful people. And this is interesting because this was reported in a newspaper in Finland saying that an article about sex parties at Nygaard's mansion featured a short interview with actress Jessica Alba, where she said she had to leave a party at the mansion because she was so uncomfortable with what was taking place. She mentioned the presence of young girls at the party as well. Nygaard sued the parent company of the paper, which was called Alma Media, for slander in Los Angeles, but he actually lost the case because, you know, he couldn't prove that they were lying. Jessica Alba said what she witnessed. So that was 2005. 15 years ago, people were warning about this, and apparently nobody listens until now. So one of the things that I talk about here is just the similarities between Nygaard and Epstein. And there's many of them. I don't want to read my whole article to you. I'd recommend you guys go visit The Last American Vagabond and read this article. But there's a few things that are worth noting. For one, it seems Nygaard did know Prince Andrew, just like Jeffrey Epstein. And think about it. We know that Prince Charles was connected to Jimmy Savile in the UK, who is a well-known pedophile. And then Prince Andrew is friends with Epstein and Peter Nygaard. I mean, it just so happens the Queen's sons are connected to pedophiles that are trafficking women. No coincidence. But also, apparently, Nygaard was obsessed with slowing down the aging process and stem cell research, very similar to Epstein, who was apparently invested and interested in like trying to seed the world with his sperm and interested in eugenics of various kinds. And one of his former girlfriends, Instagram model Sue Ellen Medeiros, she said in her 2014 memoir that he had encouraged her to get pregnant and have an abortion. So, quote, we could use those embryonic cells and have a life supply for all of us, you, your mother, and me. And the Instagram model says that she declined the proposition. She's actually being accused as part of the lawsuit and named as a co-conspirator and helping recruit some women as well. So we don't know that she's a totally innocent victim. But this last part just focuses on, again, the fashion to sexual assault pipeline. The fact that so many of these different people have been connected to the fashion world. And it's important to expose this. It's not going away, guys. These people do exist. This is real life. And until we deal with it, it's going to keep happening. Just another piece to that puzzle. Modeling agent, again, Jean-Luc Brunel is a French dude who is friends with Epstein, has some Israeli connections, and has been accused of raping model since 1988, at least. He was just arrested yesterday as he was preparing to board a plane in France. And some of the Epstein victims have accused Jean-Luc Brunel of providing like 12-year-old girls to Epstein, that Brunel was, through his modeling agency, bringing young girls to Epstein. So he's facing, now Jean-Luc Brunel is facing charges including rape, sexual assault of a minor, and trafficking of minors, according to the prosecutor's office in Paris. So, I mean, it's crazy. Shit's going down, and it's good. You know, I know some people say, yeah, this is Trump. See, he's still fighting the deep state before he leaves office. I don't buy that, of course, but I really don't give a shit. All I know is that these women that have suffered, and maybe even young boys, because sometimes it's important to acknowledge that young boys get abused too. One of the Epstein victims saying that his arrest, Jean-Luc Brunel's arrest, brought tears to her eyes. The point is that the victims need to be heard, and the terrible, terrible people who are perpetrating these crimes need to be brought to justice. That's all I really care about. You know, at the end of the day, that's where I stand on this whole matter. And yes, as Michelle said, these people are definitely vampires. So, and it is an elephant in the room. It is an elephant in the room that many Americans, and not just Americans, because as I said, this happened in the UK, Australia. This has also happened in Australia, other places as well. It's not just powerful people in the intelligence agencies and the government. You've got people in Hollywood, of course. We know Kevin Spacey and others. And again, coincidence, excuse me. Kevin Spacey is friends with Epstein or knew Epstein in some way. It's Hollywood, Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, so many others. And then, of course, Corey Feldman and others, young childhood actors talking about the rape and the molestation that's happening in Hollywood. You've got, of course, politicians from the Franklin scandal in the 80s, we know, from the call boy scandal during the George Bush White House in the early 90s, to the Finders cult scandal in the late 1980s as well, all through the politics. And then, of course, so many religions, Catholic religion, South Baptist in Texas, Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm not saying, of course, every single person that believes in these traditions or religions is a child molester, excuse me, or is a pedophile. I'm simply saying that these people have infected every area of our lives. And the thing is, these pedophiles, these psychopaths, they weave themselves into positions of power. And they often, I mean, there's a massive lawsuit going on right now with the Boy Scouts, right? Accusing tens and thousands of scout leaders of being involved in not only molesting boys, but covering it up. And then I've covered in recent videos for those who've been following that there's a case against the Vatican, you know, accusing that in the Vatican themselves, in the Pope's backyard, people were being raped and blackmailed as young boys. So, I mean, this is not just random events that are going on. You know, and it's so crazy. I'll just share that I have a friend who's somewhat of a normie, but he kind of knows things. He knows that Epstein's real and the Finders are real because he's seen some of my work. But when somebody says things like the world is run by pedophiles, or that pedophiles are in power and they're controlling things, that's so outlandish and so crazy to him. And I don't understand how it can be, because it's like, are you paying attention? Because if you're paying attention, if you look around, you see that, as I just kind of went through, high positions of religion, high positions of media, which is influence, is propaganda, high positions of government, high positions of intelligence agencies, the schools. I mean, at some point, you got to acknowledge that there's a problem. It's not just a coincidence that all these things are going on. All right, guys.
This is Derek Bros. This is Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance. I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries, Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink.
Oh, fucking hell.
We've all stay alive. You have no idea